Happy Saturday! Yes, there's a new episode with Kim D on Patreon right now. We break it all down. We talk about what has gone on this week in the real world of RHONJ. We have 1 month and about 3 days, 5 days left to Teresa's wedding. We talk about the baseball game this past week, Danielle Cabral, the newbie, Luisa's videos. We talk all about RHOBH and what happened, the ending, Sutton and Diana. All of that's on Patreon, and here are some clips for you to listen to right now.
No. Okay. So yesterday at the game, so here's what, and plus there was videos to go along with this. So supposedly, newbie Danielle had an argument with Jennifer. Then Teresa gets involved in the conversation. Then Joe Borga had an argument with Danielle. Then Danielle has an argument with Margaret. Maybe Danielle is trying to protect Teresa. I don't know. But this Danielle, like we called from the beginning, is definitely bringing it. So she's arguing with everyone. And maybe for Teresa's big protector. We don't know yet.
That's going to be interesting. Is Teresa going to go against her fucking lapdog number one, Jennifer Aiden?
Well, we don't know. We'll see. But Teresa has no loyalty to anyone. She throws people away like a stale crust of bread. Okay. She could care less. Teresa's about Teresa. Teresa is about Teresa. Speaking of Teresa, this Louis Relajas, I can't with him. I can't. His videos are so embarrassing. I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. I just don't know. I see them myself, but everyone keeps sending me these videos. People are mortified for him. And people are mortified for Teresa because they're like, and then there's rumors that he's telling Teresa what to eat at restaurants because she's been gaining weight. You can't with this stuff. It's all, everything that he's doing is everything we predicted, David. Everything we predicted. Margaret, we were really rooting for you last season. We were rooting for you. We were saying, wow, she's standing up for herself. And now all of a sudden, you went from that to, I don't want to be mean, but kiss ass. I mean, there's a happy medium here. There's a happy medium. You don't have to kiss ass and like every single little thing because you got invited to the wedding. Invited to the wedding because they're filming it. You think she would have invited you if they weren't filming it? Stop.
What about, I mean, and I love my Margaret, you know, I'll never go against her, but what about,
I'm going to repeat myself. Last week, I saw a lot of different things and heard from people who know. The producers told everyone we're playing nice with Louis because they want to film the wedding. So they're playing nice. So all cast was told play nice because they want that wedding. That doesn't mean after the wedding, they're not going to flip it. They're drawing him in. These videos are ridiculous. They're going to make so much fun of him, but not until they film the wedding. They're not stupid, David. They want this wedding and they're going to get it. And then after that, they'll flip it again.
They're on pins and needles for another month and a week.
Yep, that's exactly right. So they're saying to everybody, play nice. You got to make the wedding. And everybody wants to go to the wedding because they want to be part of the cast. So they're going to be so nice and hit like and send gifts and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that's what's happening. That's what's happening right now.
You're so right.
Yeah.
What was it that David had a birthday party? Dolores's ex, David.
David had a birthday party. Our friend Joey hosted it. And yeah.
And Dolores was there, right?
Dolores was not there, but Frank was there. Frank was there. And Frank said that he still has not met Paulie. Doesn't want to meet him.
Really?
Yeah, Frank,
why?
It was, yeah. He doesn't know.
It certainly isn't because of, it can't be because of the reunion, I wonder.
No, because Paulie handled that fine. He made a joke out of it. You know what I mean? He made a joke out of it. I guess he just doesn't want to meet him. I don't know. But
has
that's
he met
friend.
David, I wonder?
No. Oh, and I also heard that Dolores has been fighting, you know, I think with Jen. And Paulie has been sticking up for Dolores. He's been getting involved. He's been sticking up for his woman. He's getting involved. So he's getting involved in the arguments.
Oh my God.
You know what? We had discussed that. I would want my man to get involved. I would.
Yeah.
I would want my man to have my back, not sit there like a Bill Aiden and not say anything. I'd want my man to say, excuse me, who do you think you're talking to? I get a real kick out of Kyle doing those splits and how wild they get on the dance floor. I mean, oh my God, I've had major parties. I've never had that. Like, well, even my fashion shows, how crazy they get. They've never gotten that crazy. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, these girls really let it rip, spreading their legs and doing their like, what? Whoa. I got a kick out of it.
My outfit of the
night was Erica with the whole leopard. She looked adorable.
This is just because it reminds you of Jersey.
I just think she rocked it with the whole leopard. It was adorable. The leopard Louboutin boots, the leopard little party dress. Okay.
I have two what the fuck is going on comments. First of all,
okay.
Doree Kemsley, what the fuck is this? That outfit made no sense to me.
No,
none.
I didn't like it. That's not my cup of tea.
None.
No.
And then Diana Jenkins boy toy. What the fuck? Because dude, it is not 1998 and you're not in a boy band.
Oh my God. He looked like Boy George. Boy George in the 80s. That's what he looked like. Remember how Boy George had that same thick hair and the hat?
To me, he looked like one of the members of O-Town or 98 Degrees.
I can't listen to me. And Diana's text to everyone and all of a sudden she shows up and she's drinking and everything. I think she's a little off. I'm going to say it again. I think she's a little off, but I'm going to give Sutton. Sutton gave it to her. Sutton called her an a-hole. Sutton said she's soulless. I was cracking up. Sutton really brought it last night. I mean, she really, you know, Diana was right in her face and she just went at her. I was like, wow, you know, wow. I dislike Diana a lot. I think she's pretentious. I think she's a phony. I think she really thinks who she is. I don't like anybody who thinks who they are. I just don't like people behave like that. And then she was saying, did you see my pocketbook? Did you see this? Did you see that? It has diamonds on it. Like, shut up. We know you're rich. Shut up. Not that I would save my Birkins or my jewelry. I'm not saying that. But like, what?
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
I don't have Birkins like that to save. You know what I'm saying? But still, she's just so like everything is about things. That's all she cares about is things.
I have such mixed. So I think she did great with Diana. I mean, she basically, she's like, you're a fucking asshole. And you have no, I mean, those were her basic words.
That's what her words were. I was like, whoa. Whoa, Kyle was blown away. Luis is making a fool of himself and they love that. That's why they're letting him do all this stuff and videoing him. And they're loving it because they're going to turn it around and embarrass him. You know, that's my prediction. That's what everybody keeps calling me and talk to me about this now, Danielle bringing it. And we predict, listen, it was an easy prediction. Come on. It was an easy prediction for me and you. It was an easy prediction. So, hey, listen, power to her good. She's going to bring it and she's not afraid to speak up for herself. And she's going to have these wild pink Barbie parties and everybody's going to be invited. Good for her. It's time they bring somebody new, young and fresh on, you know, good for her.
Good for her is right, because we are going to be entertained by Miss Danielle Cabral. You'll see she's going to be a housewife. There's no way she's not. Job well done, girl. Job well done. And we talk more about these little videos that Luis has been putting out, more about the baseball game filming. We talk about New Jersey and what's going on this week. And we get much deeper into this whole RHOBH and how things ended between Diana and Sutton. Everyone seems to be Team Sutton, it seems, based on these DMs. But let's investigate this further. So head on over to Patreon. We're going to talk about it all. RHONJ Real World and RHOBH Real World and this past week's episode. Enjoy.